Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded by the prophet Amos in chapter 5, verse 14. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say He is. We live in troubled times, but that has been a fact throughout the history of nations. Permanent peace doesn't exist on earth. Although, in 765 BC, the 10 northern tribes of Israel thought they had it. Once a part of the great kingdoms of David and Solomon, Israel was now divided. The 10 northern tribes, still known as Israel, had fallen into open idolatry and immorality. Judah, the two tribes to the south, wasn't doing much better. Injustice was rampant in Israel. One writer describes Israel at that time as politically secure and spiritually smug. Our holy God was justly offended by the sins of Israel and threatened imminent destruction by the hand of enemy nations, which ultimately did happen. But ironically, at this point, Israel still asserted that the Lord God Almighty was with them. God chose a shepherd farmer to announce impending judgment. Yet, Amos also offered a message of grace and hope from God. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say He is. That seems overly simplistic. Seek good, not evil. How would you apply this to your life? How would you define those simple words? Evil, perhaps, is most easily defined, but maybe not so much when our sins include complacency and smugness regarding our relationship with God. Good is a profound word in the context of the holy will of the Lord God Almighty. In His holy eyes, nothing short of perfection is good. Yet the forgiveness of sins won for us by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, His Son, is good news, the gospel of salvation for sinners. Now, as redeemed children of God, good includes everything that describes the life of faith to which we are called and to which we are guided by Scriptures. It involves living and growing in faith, eager to share our faith in Jesus with those who need to hear the good news. How do we seek good? Since the Holy Spirit creates faith in us by the gospel, the seeking begins there. None of us can be perfect till we are in heaven. Therefore, seeking good is a part of humble daily repentance. Trust in Jesus, plus seeking the guidance of the Scriptures in Bible study and worship, asking the blessing of the Holy Spirit, define seeking good for every facet of our lives. That's godly advice from Amos in troubled times and all the time. Dear Holy Spirit, graciously help me to seek the good of the gospel, that I may live now and forever with You, the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus, the one true Lord God Almighty. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.